Next, you ought to have investigated the allegations raised with you twice in 1986 by a father of a student to the effect that Jonathan Harvey had sexually abused his son, and you ought to have recommended to that father that he take steps to see that his son obtained some counselling about what had occurred to him.
For reasons that I have already tried to explain, I do not accept that finding.
Next, I've put this to you, but and I think you've responded, but just to be clear, you were told in 1986 by Dr. Dunn or Mr. Twigg that McCulloch had sexually assaulted a boy by masturbating him. I think you've said that you don't recall being told that, but it is possible. Is that correct?
I think it is very unlikely that I was told, and if I must use the formula, I do not accept that finding.
Well, on the premise that you were told that, do you accept that you ought to have notified the police of that allegation against McCulloch in 1986, and that on the premise that you were told about it, you failed to notify the police, and in so failing, did not act in the best interests of the students of Geelong Grammar?
I can't accept that finding.
Next, you, on that same factual premise, that is to say you were told about those allegations of sexual assault, you failed to notify the council.
My answer to that is the same as the previous answer to a related question.
The next matter, and I think you've already dealt
sorry,
with...
Just to be clear about that, Mr. Lewis, do you mean you can't recall...
I do.
..if you did notify the council, and if you didn't notify the council, in your words, that was remiss of
yes,
you?
Yes, precisely.
Thank you,
Your Honour.
Next, I think you've agreed that you were contacted by Paul Claridge in a sometime... probably in around August 1989, and I want to put to you that you were told that by him that a boy in Highton House had been molested or interfered with. And again, I think you've responded to that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but your evidence was that you didn't recall exactly what had been told to you, but you couldn't rule out that Mr. Claridge had said that. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
I want to put to you that you knew at or around the time of speaking to Mr. Claridge, or ought to have known, that the likely perpetrator of that assault was a member of staff.
Technically not a member of staff, and the usage is, at least to me, important. Otherwise, I accept the finding.
You're drawing a distinction there between, for example, teachers on the payroll on the one hand and Mr. Trutman, who was permitted to live in Highton House without paying rent and in return perform services within the house. Correct? Next, you ought to have notified the police of the allegations made about the assault in Highton House in 1989, or taken steps to ensure that someone under your supervision had notified the police, and that you failed to do so, that is to say, you failed to notify the police or failed to take steps to ensure that they'd been notified.
I don't accept that finding.
You failed to notify the council about the allegations that had been made about a sexual assault or molestation in Highton House?
I do not know whether the Highton management of the time inform the Heighton Advisory Committee.
Do you accept factually that you don't have a recollection of telling the school council about what you had been told had occurred at Heighton House?
I don't have a fact. Don't have a recollection.
If you didn't tell the council, do you accept that that was a failure on your part, in that you should have told the council?
I accept that.
Next, if you had notified the police or taken steps to see that the police were notified about the allegation of the molestation in Heighton House, it is likely that a number of boys, students of the school, who were sexually abused by Trutman after August 1989 would not have been abused.
I do not accept that finding.
Just pausing there, if it's right that Mr. Claridge said a boy had been molested or interfered with, you clearly would have understood that that meant sexually assaulted.
It's the natural conclusion.
And one you would have clearly formed.
Yes, but without any clear knowledge of the details of the allegation.
Next, you knew that BIW had been expelled or asked to leave the school in or around August 1989 after he made allegations that he was molested or sexually assaulted in Heighton House.
I do not accept that finding.
I want to put this proposition to you, and it is on the premise that you did know about BIW's expulsion or being asked to leave, that the school's response in expelling BIW or asking him to leave the school after he had made an allegation that he was abused was a gross breach of the school's obligations to BIW.
I do not have a clear recollection or understanding that that was how things transpired.
If that was how things transpired, do you agree that that involved a gross breach of the school's obligations to BIW?
If it was, I do accept the fine.
You ought to have fully and properly investigated concerns raised with you by senior staff members about Jonathan Harvey's relationships with students in 1991, and you failed to do so.
I do not accept that finding. The matter was handled on my behalf by a very senior member of the Cario administration.
Next, you ought to have more fully and promptly investigated the risks posed to students in Allen House by BKS's residence in Harvey's accommodation attached to that house, and you failed to do so.
I do not accept that finding.
Next, you permitted Harvey, in spite of the knowledge that you had about complaints against him obtained in 1982, 1986, and 1991, to occupy a position where he had unsupervised access to students in circumstances where you knew that there had been credible allegations made that he had sexually abused children.
I do not accept that finding.
You permitted Harvey from 1982 onwards to take students on overseas trips in the knowledge from 1982 onwards that there had been a credible allegation that he had sexually assaulted a student.
I do not accept that finding.
You permitted McCulloch after 1986, 1990 and between September and November 1991 to occupy a position where he had unsupervised access to students in circumstances where you knew or had cause to believe that he was a threat or risk to students in that he may sexually abuse them?
I do not accept that finding.
I want to put this proposition to you, Mr. Lewis. In your time as headmaster and then principal of Geelong Grammar School, you did not treat the issue of child sexual abuse seriously, and on a number of occasions in 1986 re Jonathan Harvey, 1986 re McCulloch, and 1989 re the incident at Hyden House, preferred the reputation of the school to the interests and welfare of the students under your care.
I do not accept that finding.
Next, you did not take proper steps to acquire information about the effects of child sexual abuse on students in your time as headmaster and then principal, and your failure to do so comprised a total and utter failure on your part to act in the best interests of the students under your care.
I do not accept that finding.
The situation that presented itself to you by September 1991 at the latest demanded that there be a systemic review and analysis of the school's policies and procedures and practices in dealing with allegations of child sexual abuse, and you failed to implement any review or analysis of those policies, procedures or practices.
I do not accept that finding.
Next, if you had investigated allegations of child sexual abuse that came to your attention, it is likely that a number of students at Geelong Grammar School who were abused would not have been abused.
Do not accept that finding.
Next, by September 1991 at the latest, you knew or had reason to believe that Geelong Grammar School had three current staff members, or the equivalent to staff members, in that someone such as Trutman was living on the premises and looking after children, who had been the subject of credible allegations that they had sexually assaulted students, that those staff still had access to vulnerable children, and in the circumstances at that time, Geelong Grammar School, to your knowledge, was an unsafe environment for children.
I do not accept that finding.
Next, the system that you've identified that was in place, that the school would not refer allegations of child sexual abuse to police unless the school was satisfied beyond a reasonable doubt that those allegations were true, was a system which was utterly deficient.
I do not accept that finding.
And that system did not protect and promote the interests of the students, and it instead was a system that was designed to and did protect the reputation of the school in preference to the interests of the students.
I do not accept that finding.